The Chinese president is calling for further efforts to fight against the novel coronavirus epidemic while stressing that development must also be advanced. He made the remarks at a meeting on coordinating the prevention and control of the disease and economic and social development. The president says the epidemic situation remains complex and grim, and it's now at a crucial stage to curb the spread. He says work and production should be resumed in an orderly manner, while prevention and control work must continue. Chinese authorities have released a list of measures to strengthen protection and care for medical workers. The document says salaries and benefits for medical personnel engaging in coronavirus prevention and treatment must be increased, and those infected must be compensated through insurance. It also calls for improved services for frontline medical workers, such as providing them with clean, nutritious meals and good commuter services. Measures should also be taken to ensure the personnel have enough time to rest and recover, with their families also being provided assistance if it's needed. Some experts in Guangdong have held a remote consultation with medical workers dispatched to Hubei, the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak. Participants discussed patients' conditions and the clinical treatment plans for different cases. Respiratory scientist Zhang Nanshan led the consultation and speaks highly of the medical workers' hard work.
As far as I know, Jinzhou's situation is starting to improve. The arrival of our medical teams has played a positive role in promoting treatment. We should focus more on those critically ill patients now, because the figure of newly confirmed cases has been a decline in Hubei today.
Some of the latest developments achieved in coronavirus medicines and detection kits were also introduced during the consultation. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has issued an order to form a national headquarters to cope with the outbreak of the novel coronavirus in the country. The health ministry was ordered to form the headquarters to organize sessions and help contain the disease. Since Iran announced the first case of the coronavirus in the country on Wednesday, 43 Iranians have been confirmed infected by the virus, and that includes 8 deaths. Finance leaders from the world's 20 largest economies gathered in Riyadh to discuss economic policies and the impact of the coronavirus on global economic growth. Saudi Central Bank Governor Ahmed Al-Khalifa says the country's economic growth is projected to see an uptick this year, backed by the non-oil economy.
GDP growth in Saudi Arabia is projected to see an upturn this year. This positive development will almost lead to a further strengthening of growth in the non-oil sector.
He says it's too early to get the full picture of the economic damage caused by the new coronavirus, which has spread globally. The International Monetary Fund in January said it expects Saudi Arabia's 2020 forecast to be cut from 2.2% due to lower oil output. Syrian air defenses have reportedly intercepted hostile targets over the capital, Damascus. State media says several explosions were heard on Sunday night, reverberating across the capital in what appeared to be a fresh missile attack targeting military sites. The official media report has yet to name the party behind the missile strike, but Israel has repeatedly carried out similar attacks on military sites in and around Damascus. Britain is expected to reintroduce its blue passports to mark its departure from the European Union. The blue cover documents will replace the burgundy passports that were rolled out across EU member states more than 3 decades ago. The first new blue passports will be issued and delivered next month, and all new passports will be blue by the middle of this year. A Chinese-made large passenger jet is now in Shandong to conduct test flights. The C-919 aircraft will conduct tests concerning the passenger cabin, lighting, and external noises. 2 ARJ-21 regional aircrafts are also undergoing test flights at 2 airports in Shanghai.